I've got this PDF yesterday, and I looked over it, and we tried to present it. As far as I remember, Manfred was using
full screen.
Thank you. Was using the TCL/TK for his RattleCat application. It was about displaying data of a
He is designing bicycle frames.
And he has a drawing tool to create a frame, and with all the data, with a view, with all the measurements, and so on. And I think he first started with a normal canvas, and quickly came to some points where the normal canvas was not working enough. I remember at least rotating of text items and rotating other items too, I think. It's the most prominent one. Maybe rotating of text items could work now. Donald Fellow had done some work, I think.
Yeah. The main drawback of the current canvas is that it is not smoothed. So the pixel
that's
graphics,
one,
that's I think the main point.
And another one I remember is the alpha channel you don't have there. So, and I think he has started with a canvas and then made a version with the TK path. TK Sync, I remember from years ago, was from some French guys, and it was very promising, I think. But then I lost track of it, and I don't know the current state of it. And Blend2D is currently active on the wiki, I think. Yeah, that's an overview of the canvas with all the normal features we have in the canvas, all the items. Then the TK path has additional items or other items other items which are modeled after SVG, and with these items you can really easily adapt some SVG files and put it in the path and display it. As far as I know, currently is no direct import of SVG in the path. And implementations here, you have macOS Core Graphic.
Yeah, so the second point with TK path is it gives smooth results. So that's one of the main.
You have all the normal transformations. You have a transformation matrix and could zoom and rotate and do whatever you want with a transformation matrix. It's a little bit different to the canvas. In the canvas, you have, for example, the scale command. And original is it's also in the TK path. It's also a scale command. But internal, it has to change the transformation matrix of the root element. And you have always a problem between normal canvas elements and real path elements. Now we have here TK Sync. As mentioned before, I think I have also read about it in the star 26 or so, but then it never came up. And Blend2D is a new implementation, and you can find something in the wiki about it. Maybe we should invite these people to our next conference so they can make a presentation.
So the difference also of TK Sync, so what they do in difference to the canvas is also blending. So in the canvas, we don't have the alpha channel. So if you have something in front, it covers everything in the back. Mm. And those are also points which are attacked by the other widgets.
Yeah, it's the same in TK path. You also have blending. So I think then he started wishing some improvements for the canvas and made a comparison between the different implementations we have. Some code to create. At least here is his wish list for a new canvas, which should contain all the features he needs. Anti-aliasing, clipping, then use of SVG, viewing, and I think interesting is the import and export formats, and we should do some work in these areas too. And I think it could be done with a TK pass and the TK sync. Some procedures are contained in the TKLib repository, but these should be in the normal widget implementation.
Yeah, perhaps we have to underline plotchart.
Not plotchart. I said the first one, canvas zoomed, for example, and crosshair.
Yeah, plotchart is another application. I think Thorsten uses it too, which is a general graph generation, but purely tickled by Arjen Markus.
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks Manfred, and that's to start the discussion. Okay, we have the canvas, where will we go in future? So what are the advantages, disadvantages? We obviously have some basic issues we want to cope, which are not, I would say, up to date with this alpha channel and pixel graphics, and how can we solve that? So that's for me the main point later in the discussion. Any questions here? Okay. So,
good.
Thank you, René, to take that over.